Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们讲灵命四层。
And today we'll continue with the four levels of spiritual life.
第一层第三个题目。
And it's the third topic of the first level.
受浸。
Baptism.
大家不要以为头两个题目太浅了啊。
You may think the first two topics are much easier.
我们都受过浸了。
We have all been baptized.
但是受浸几秒钟就完成了。
Even though baptism can be completed in a few seconds.
需要一生的年日来领回，来经历它的那个意义和经历。
But you need your whole life to experience and to understand its meaning.
受浸的真理比我们在受浸的时候听见要复杂多了。
And the truth about baptism is much more complex than what we learned.
我们先来读几书圣经。
Let's read a few Bible verses.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
二到五节。
Verse 2-5.
我们翻到了，一起来读。
Let's read them together.
问他们说：“你们信的时候，受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。”保罗说。这样你们受的是什么浸呢？他们说是约翰的浸。保罗说，保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的浸，告诉百姓，但信那在他以后来的就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主的名受浸。我们再读罗马书第六章。
Let's read Romans chapter 6.
二到五节。
Verse 2-5.
断火不可，我们在罪上死掉的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Far from it, shall we who died to sin still live in it?
岂不知我们在受浸归入基督耶稣的人，是受浸归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们借着浸礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead.
这个新生的样式，应该翻作新生命的新样。
And here, the newness of life is the form of the new life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
这句圣经中文翻译差得太远一点。
And the Chinese translation is quite different.
原文的意思，我们种在他死的形状上。
And in the original language, it says we were planted in the likeness of his death.
也要种在他的复活的形状上。
And then we will also be planted in the likeness of his resurrection.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
27-28节。你们受浸归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
马太福音28章。
Matthew's chapter 28.
18-20节。
Verse 18-20.
耶稣近前来，对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me."
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。直到世界的末了。
Teach them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age.
彼得前书第三章20-21节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20-21。
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，在容壤等待的时候。不信从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
Who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons.
这水所表明的敬礼，要在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这敬礼本不在乎。除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
1-2节。
Verse 1-2.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道不晓得，我们的祖宗从前在云下，都从海中经过。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受浸归了摩西。
And they all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
我们弟兄姊妹都受过浸。
The brothers and sisters us here all have been baptized.
受浸完成的非常简单。
And the completion of the baptism is simple.
几秒钟就完成了。
Just within a few seconds.
受浸的意义太深了。
But its meaning is very profound.
需要一生的年日来明白，来经历它的意义。
We have to experience and.Understand its meaning throughout our whole life.
我们都受过浸。
We're all been baptized before.
受浸不是一个加入教会的仪式。
And baptism is not a ceremony to join the church.
受浸在我们没有加入教会的时候。
The baptism happened before we joined the church.
叫我们明白救恩的伟大。
And to let us know the greatness of the salvation.
受浸说明什么呢?
And what does baptism tell us?
保罗在罗马第六章讲的最好。
In Romans chapter 6, Paul said very good.
我们是受浸 归入基督耶稣的人。
And we are the ones baptized into Jesus.
受浸归入他的死吗
？And we baptized into his death.
保罗在一句话里讲了两件大事。
And within one sentence, he said two great things.
第一件事，受浸归入基督耶稣。
And first is baptized into Christ Jesus.
第二件事。归入他的死。
And secondly, baptized into his death.
什么叫做受浸归入基督耶稣呢
？And what is baptized into Christ Jesus?
我们在地上生活的时候
，When we live on earth,
有男人和女人的分别。
There are male and female.
男人和女人分别多大
？And what a great difference between men and women.
但是主耶稣基督道成肉身了。
But when Lord Jesus, when the Word became flesh,
我们整个教会。在主的面前都站在一个女性的地位上。
But entire church is on the position of a woman.
等到主的工作做完了。
When the work of the Lord has completed.
那就最后一件事羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And when it's time for the lamb's marriage.
整个教会是新妇。
The entire church is a bride.
没有男的，只有女的。
There's no man, but only
耶稣基督降临了。
The Jesus, Lord Jesus will come.
他是唯一的男性。
And he's the only male.
主是新郎。
And the Lord is the groom.
教会是新妇。
And the church is his wife.
所以我们每一个人都爱主，对不对
？So every one of us loves the Lord.
教会永远是女的。
Church is always on the position of a woman.
主耶稣是唯一的男性。
And Lord Jesus is the only man.
主是新郎。
And he is the groom.
新郎与新妇一起的管理新造万有。
And the groom and the bride will manage the new creation.
所以我们先明白了圣经里面教整个教会站在女性地位的。
The entire church is on the position of
female. 对不对
That's why we all love the Lord.
受浸归入基督。
Baptized into Christ Jesus.
说到教会要婚嫁给基督了。
It talks about how the church will be married to Christ.
我自己经过很大的婚姻的聚会啊。
I have been the wedding many times.
那婚姻是人一生最大件事。
And the wedding is the most important thing in the person's life.
只是一个脚印就是了。
But it is merely a shadow.
说明将来基督婚娶的时候。
It's talk about the marriage between the Lamb and the church.
教会要嫁给基督。
The church will be married to Christ.
受浸。第一件事说明这件事。
And that's the first meaning of baptism.
受浸归入基督耶稣。
Baptized into Christ Jesus.
那叫第二件事。
And then secondly.
在归入基督归入他很大的一件事。
And into Christ Jesus.
归入他的死。
And then baptized into his death.
我们第一个接受的救恩是主的死。
And the first salvation we accept is his death.
然后才是主的复活。
And then it comes to his resurrection.
救恩有八步。
There are eight steps in salvation. I've mentioned it before.
一直啰嗦呢，就盼望弟兄姊妹都能背这个八步。
I hope you can all remember those eight steps.
好像我们音乐八个音符一样的。
Just like those eight notes in the music.
从低哆到高哆
，from the lower哆to the higher哆，
几百万、几千万的乐谱都在八个音符组织成功的。
And tens thousands of the music are
所以我们要清楚这八步啊。
So we have to understand these eight steps.
第一，道成肉身。
The first is the Word became flesh.
第二，主在地上生活。
And the second, how the Lord live on earth.
第三，主的死。
And third, the Lord's death.
第四，主的埋葬。
And fourth, the burial of the Lord.
第五，主的复活。
And five, his resurrection.
第六， 复活之后的四十天。
And those 40 days after his resurrection.
第七主的升天。
And seven, his ascension.
第八主的再来。
And eight, his coming.
救恩完成了。
And that's the complete salvation.
大家记住没有啊？我们今天特别讲基督的死。
And today we talk about his death specifically.
岂不知我们受尽归入他的死吗？
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into his death?
主的死是一件大事。
His death is a great thing.
把一切都结束了。
It ended all things.
什么叫这个人死了？
What does that mean when a person died?
他再不活在地上了。
He's no longer living on earth.
依然找不到他了。
There's no such person on earth.
这个家里面这个人，他无论他活着的时候。
And no matter how he lived before.
大家都爱他。
Everybody loves him.
都需要他。
All needs him.
有一天他死了。
But one day when he died.
再爱他也把他快快去埋葬了啊。
Even though his family may love him much.
不会把死人留在家里的。
But they want to bury him soon. They won't keep his dead body in home.
基督的死像一切死了。
And when Christ died, all things died.
从前讲过这个信息的。
I have talked about this message before.
三件大事预表基督的死。
And three things represent his death.
今天我们目标讲这三件大事。
And we will talk about those in the end.
和从前讲的不一样。
It will be a little bit different from before.
从前从旧约讲。
And before we started with the Old Testament.
今天我们从新约讲。
And today we focus on the New Testament.
那就完全不一样了。
And the message will be quite different.
岂不知受尽归入基督的死吗
？Baptized into his death.
我们因着主死
，because of his death.
我们都蒙恩得救了。
We have all been saved by his grace.
第二步是埋葬。
And the second step is to bury.
埋葬为什么是救恩
？Why is the burial part of the salvation？
而且是很大的救恩。
And it's a very big salvation.
埋了，这个人不见了。
Because once a person is buried, then he disappears.
地上的户口里面把他撤掉了。
There's no more record on earth about him.
这个人再不说在地上了。
And he's counted on earth no more.
基督的死。叫我们整个人不见了。
And the death of Christ made us disappear entirely.
仇敌的户口簿上没有我的名字了。
And on the book, the enemy has no longer has our name.
仇敌再找不到我们了。
And the enemy can no longer find us.
弟兄姊妹要听进去这些话了啊。
And you have to understand this.
仇敌找不到我们，他不能攻击我们了。
And the enemy can no longer find us.
仇敌再攻击我们，就是非法了。
And it'll be illegal if the enemy attacks us.
主也不会允许的。
And the Lord will not allow.
我们埋了。
Because we're being buried.
我们和世界一切关系都断了。
And we have no relationship with this world anymore.
仇敌的库中找不到我了。
In the kingdom of the enemy, we can no longer be found.
在救恩中是很实在的一件事。
And that's a very practical thing in the salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹要拒绝仇敌的攻击。
So we have to refuse the attack from the enemy.
很多神的儿女没有知识啊。
A lot of children of God don't have this knowledge.
仇敌攻击他都不认识。
They don't understand, they don't realize the attack from the enemy.
有的病是个病。
Some sickness are a disease.
有的病明明是仇敌的攻击。
But some sickness are attack from the enemy.
我们那里不接受。
We can refuse to accept.
正是看见仇敌的攻击。
Because we did see the attack from the enemy.
我们要拒绝。
We have to learn to reject.
我在台南侍奉的时候啊。
When I was serving in 台南。
就遇见好几件事。
I encountered a few things.
有一个姊妹啊。
There was one sister.
她家里五个孩子。
She has five children.
轮流病。
They got sick, taking turns.
第一个病完，第二要病了。
The first kid got sick, and then the second, and then the third.
次序也不乱的，第二病完，第三个病了。
And in the right sequence.
第五个病完又轮到第一了。
When number five got sick, a sickness got healed, then the first one gets sick.
我姊妹这件事不平常。
And I said, this is something unusual.
你家里有一个藏着什么偶像没有啊？
Do you have some idol hidden in your house?
仇敌在你家中有立足点呢。
Because the enemy has some
place
in your household, so they can attack you.
他我家里是没有偶像。
And she said that we have no enemies, but we have no idols. So I said, look for it carefully.
我也帮他找。
So I was looking for it also.
他家里的确找不到。
And there's no idols in her house.
最后找到了。
But in the end, we did find it.
在房天花板上面那个铲子上面有个偶像摆在那里的。
There was above the ceiling, one of the beings, we found an idol.
姊妹就是这一个。
So I told that sister,
仇敌在你家里的立足点。
And that's a place where devil lies. Burn it.
一烧啊，不病了。
Once it was burned, then the sickness left their house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要认得仇敌的攻击啊。
So we have to understand. We have to realize the attack from the enemy.
我遇到一个姊妹。
One time I met a sister.
家里也是奇奇怪怪的事。
A lot of strange things happened in her household.
我姊妹这个不行啊。
So I said, this is not the way to go.
你家里有仇敌的立足点的。
You have some place for the enemy.
我们来找。
Let's look for it.
找不到偶像。
So we couldn't find any idols.
找到一本算命的书。
So we have, we found a fortune telling book.
我说姊妹，这是邪术。
And this is the book of evil.
仇敌又立足在这件事情里面。
That's the place that the enemy can stand.
拿去烧掉。
And go and burn it.
一烧病就好了。
And then the sickness will gone.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识仇敌的攻击。
We have to know the attacks from the enemy.
仇敌攻击我们是不法的。
And it is illegal for the enemy to attack us.
神的儿女在宝血之下。
Children of God are under the precious blood of the Lord.
我们因着主死的救恩得救了。
Because of his death, we all have been saved.
我们的灵不能接受。
Our spirit cannot accept.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这些话都要听进去的。
We have to all understand the word, these words.
有机会回家去找啊。
And look for those things in your house.
偶像的东西。
The things of the idols.
太违反这些善良风俗的东西。
And those things that violates today's civilization.
犯罪的工具。
That's the tool of.
都要清理掉。
You have to clear them all.
仇敌就没办法攻击我们。
And then there's no way for the enemy to attack us.
岂不知受尽归入基督的死吗？
When we baptized into his death.
我们死和他一同埋葬。
We have been buried with him.
叫我们一举一动有新生命的新样。
So we may walk in newness of life.
什么叫做 newness of a new life? 新生命的新样呢?
It's the newness of the new life.
只有我们基督徒懂。
Only Christians can understand it.
新样不是个特别的样子。
It's not a new form.
主的生命在我里面。
Because the life of the Lord is in us.
我不跟随肉体活。
We will no longer follow our flesh.
我跟随新生命活。
We only follow the new life.
就活出来就是叫新生命的新样。
Then we may walk in the newness of life.
不，没有个特别的样子了。
There's no specific new form.
新生命在我里面出来。
When the new life came out, comes out of us.
那叫做新生命的新样。
Then it's the newness of life.
有些很律法的基督徒啊。
Some Christians follow the law strictly.
他学习活出主的爱。
He learned to live out the love of the Lord.
不是真正主的爱。
It's not the true love from God.
我们就不去那个新样嘛。
So we won't feel that it's a new.
还是个老样，就是他要活出主的爱来就是了。
It just use he live it out with his old self.
主的爱活不出来的。
The love of the Lord cannot live out from him.
主在我们这只有一位。
There's only one Lord in us.
跟随主而活。
When we follow the Lord and live.
外面的人，有的人叫我这个是爱。
Someone else call it the love.
这个是能力。
And that's the power.
这个是圣洁。
And that's the holiness.
在我们自己都不觉得的。
And in us, we won't feel any of those.
我若觉得我有爱、有能力、有谦卑啊，那就不对了。
If I feel I have the love, power, or the humility,
假的生命讲的样子了。
And then those are false.
根据新生命而活着。
So when we live in the newness of life,
活出新生命的新样。
When we walk in the newness of life,
我盼望弟兄姊妹能听懂了。
I hope you can understand.
我们要活出新生命。
We have to live out the new life.
保罗下面讲了句很特别的话。
And then Paul say something special.
我们受浸的人。
When we have baptized,
我们栽种在主的死里面。
We were planted in his death.
我们也栽种在主的复活的里面。
But we also were planted in his resurrection.
保罗把主的死、主的复活当作两块肥沃的土地。
And Paul compared the Lord's death and resurrection as two very good fields.
把我们这个人种在里面。
To plant us in those fields.
我们不是明白主的死。
It's not that we just understand his death.
吸取主的死。
But we also absorb his death.
主的死是伟大的生命啊。
His death brings in a great life. 什么叫
新生命的信仰啊。
And what is the newness of life?
不能对一对弟兄姊妹老吵架呢。
And why some brothers and sisters, they always fight.
那个弟兄啊，有一些人很爱主啊，他比姊妹爱主。
And the brother loved the Lord more than the sister.
再不吵架了。
And he made up his mind. I say, I will no longer fight with my wife.
真是不荣耀主。
And because it does not glorify God.
第一天他很得胜。
And day one he was quite victorious.
过了三天呢，就有点吃力了。
And on day three, then he felt exhausted.
到了第四天他讲话了。
And day four he started speaking, say, tell his wife that I'm not afraid of you. I'm just afraid of the Lord, so I stop fighting with you.
你要适可而止了，小心一点了。
You better stop and be careful.
第五天、第六天，那个人耐不住了。
And on day five and six, he can no longer take it.
几天的脾气一起发了。
And his temper bursted.
玩的时候大失败了。
And it only proved as a great failure. And then he feel bad before the Lord. He wept before the Lord.
告诉主我彻底失败了。
And he told the Lord, I failed completely.
他这样认罪祷告啊。
And he confessed his sin and prayed.
里面觉得很甜美的。
He feel the sweetness.
主的同在反而降到他身上了。
And the presence of the Lord was with him.
他姊妹被他这么吵了一次啊，他姊妹可凶了。
And because his wife was disturbed by him, so his wife started having a great fight with him.
但是以往他受不了的。
And before he could not take it.
那天刚祷告完呢。
But right after his prayer,
主的同在那么甜美了。
And the Lord's presence was so sweet.
这个姊妹的怒气引不起他里面的怒气来。
And the anger of his wife cannot disturb him.
我怎么不生气呢?
He was amazed at that. How come I didn't lose my temper?
我怎么不回嘴呢?
How come I didn't answer back?
慢慢他明白了。
Gradually he understood it.
不是立志未善的。
It's not what he can make up his mind for.
由于主的同在，叫我才不吵架了。
Because the presence of the Lord make him stop fighting.
我老生命一定吵架的了。
With my old life, I will definitely fight.
只有新生命才不吵架。
But only the new life will stop me from fighting.
这个说不出什么样子来，就叫新生命的新样啊。
And this is just like the newness of life.
我信主之前脾气很大。
I had a very bad temper before I believed in the Lord.
我一件事就觉得我换一个人了。
But after I believe in the Lord, I feel like I'm changed man.
那个脾气这个东西，主把它钉死了。
Because my temper has been nailed on the cross by the Lord.
在我身上没有力量了。
It has no longer any power on me.
大家都以为我在家里那个脾气比我姊妹大。
Everyone thought I have a worse temper than my wife.
我家里十几个人，我的脾气真没有了。
But among those people in my household, I'm the least.
因为我经历了主了。
Because I experienced the Lord.
主把脾气给我拿走了。
The Lord has taken my bad temper away.
像脾气死掉。
Because I died to my bad temper.
脾气向我死了。
And also the bad temper died to me too.
十架救恩拯救了我。
The salvation of the cross has saved me.
现在不是老生命的老样了，是新生命的新样。
It's not new. It's not the oldness of the old life.
保罗的第六章讲的太好了。
New life.
到了加拉太书第三章
，and in Galatians chapter 3，
我们信主的人
，all we who believe in the Lord，
一切的分别都消灭了
，and distinguishing the self life has been abolished。
你头先有写过一本很好的书
，Brother Watchman Nee wrote a very good book，
叫区别的消灭。
It's the distinguishing of the distinction, and it's talk about this verse.
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人。
There's neither Jew nor Greek.
没有自主的，没有为奴的。
Neither slave or nor free.
没有男，没有女的。
Neither male nor female.
在主里面都成为一了。
You are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们佩戴基督啊。
When we clothe ourselves with Christ,
把主像的衣服一样穿上了。
We put on the Lord as putting on a clothes.
人家就看不见我了。
No one else can see ourselves. They only see the Lord.
旧约里面一个大先知叫伊利亚、伊利沙两个人。
There are two great prophets in the Old Testament,
Elijah
and Elisha.
被接走了。
Elijah was taken up.
伊利亚关照他。你跟随我，因为我要被接走了。
And Elijah told Elisha that follow me because I'm soon going to be taken away.
你若看见我被接走的时候
，When you see me taken away，
你要得到双倍的圣灵。
You will receive the double portion of the Holy Spirit.
感动我的灵要加倍感动你。
The Spirit on me will doubly move you.
Elisha 可不敢离开以利亚。
Elisha didn't dare to leave Elijah. So he followed him all the way.
等到以利亚过约旦河。
When Elijah passed the Jordan River, and he used his mantle to strike the river.
河水就分开了。
So the water in the river separated.
伊利亚火车火马。把他接到天上了。
The fire of chariot took Elijah.
伊利沙就追啊。
And then Elisha followed all the way.
伊利亚把这外衣掉下来了。
And his cloak fell down.
外衣就预表圣灵了。
This cloak represents the Holy Spirit.
因为伊利亚这件外衣太特别了。
Because the cloak of the Elijah is very special.
我们中国人也穿毛衣啊，毛都在里面的，没毛在外面的嘛。
Because when we wear sweater, when we wear outer garment, the furs are inside.
而伊利亚的毛衣毛在外面。
But the cloak of Elijah, the fur is outside.
有特别的外衣啊，就是圣灵了。
And that's a very special garment.
掉下来了。
It fell down.
伊利沙拿到这件外衣。
And Elisha took the cloak up.
先把自己的衣服撕裂了。
And he tore his own clothes first.
就拿着伊利亚的外衣啊。
And then he took hold of the cloak from the from Elijah.
他回头走，去啃了一袋核了。
And he turned back and then
用这外衣打水啊。
And he used that garment to strike the river.
伊利亚的神在哪里
？And where's the God of Elijah？
约旦河也照样分开了。
And the water in the Jordan River got separated. And the God of Elijah is always the God.
伊利沙行了好多的神迹。
Elijah has performed many signs.
他还都穿着牛外衣啊。
And he put on this cloak.
人家看见伊利沙来了。
And people thought Elijah is Elijah.
以为是伊利亚来了。
And they thought that, Elijah is coming.
这就是外衣的意义啊。
That's the meaning of this cloak.
看见我们来了。
And when people see us coming.
我们满披着圣灵。
If we cover a clothes with the Holy Spirit. If we are full of Holy Spirit.
人家看着哦，你的像主了。
And then people may say, may think it's the Lord.
亲爱的有姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
主是什么样子我们也没见过。
We have never seen how the Lord looks like.
但一个人有点活出主来，我们知道的。
But if someone can live out the Lord, then we know it.
活出主来。
Live out the Lord.
那就伊利亚的外衣在身上了。
That's the cloak of Elijah on you.
圣灵最好的工作。
That's the best work of the Holy Spirit.
像点外衣穿在我们身上。
The we clothe the Holy Spirit.
我讲了这么多啊，就是解释这个佩戴基督啊。
I explained so much about how clothe yourself with the Christ.
我们把主像点外衣穿上了。
If we put down the Lord as we put down a piece of cloth, 在这里一切分别都消灭了。Then all the difference will be distinguished.
犹太人、希尼人最大的分别。
The biggest difference between Jew and the Greek.
犹太人看我们是不洁净的。
Jews see us as unclean.
像猪、像狗一样的。
See us like a dog or pig.
不要说不能和我们去吃饭。
They won't eat with us.
连拉手都不拉的。
They won't even shake our hands.
你们看见过犹太人没有
？Have you ever seen any Jews？
我碰到好几次碰到犹太人。
I met a few Jews before。
不晓得为什么这犹太人呢？看见我讨厌有的时候也特别的。
And sometimes I see them are very different。
因为同工弟兄，我们两个人坐在车上。
Once I sat in the car with a coworker。
车停下来，一个犹太人走过来了。
When the car stopped, a Jew walked by。
旁边一个弟兄就跟他扯道理了，哎。你相信耶稣基督吗
？And the brother tried to ask him, "Do you believe in Lord Jesus?"
不要问他这句话，没有意思。
So I stopped that brother, saying it's meaningless to ask him.
犹太人不跟我们谈这些的。
Because the Jews won't discuss this with us.
犹太人很特别。
Because they are very different.
他们穿的衣服就是不一样的。
And the clothes they wear is different.
戴着特别的帽子。
And they wear some different hats.
连胡子都不一样的。
Even their beards are different.
一看就知道犹太人。
You can tell if it's a Jew.
有时我去中国大陆去西安呢。
One time I went to Xi'an in China.
那天正是他们的逾越节啊。
That day was their Passover.
不是中国大陆，是犹太人的逾越节了。
That was the Passover of the Jews.
我见两个人站在那里。
I saw two people standing there.
我一看这两个人像犹太人。
And I can tell they are Jews.
穿着中国人的服装。
They were in a Chinese costume.
讲土土的西安话。
And speaking with the Xi'an accent.
像犹太人。
But I know they are Jews.
我就过去了。
So I went there.
我你们是犹太人吗
？I asked them, "Are you Jews?"
哎，先生，你怎么知道的
？And he said, "Sir, how do you know?"
我们这一次人呢？住在中国一千多年了。
And he said, we have been living in China for 1,000 years.
认得我们是犹太人啊。
How did you tell that we are Jews?
我没说我是基督徒。
I didn't say that I'm Christian.
关起来了。
If I say I'm a Christian, they will close the door.
过逾越节吗
？I asked him, do you celebrate the Passover?
他过。
He said yes.
不过不杀羊了。
He said, but we no longer slaughter the lamb.
每次到逾越节。
Every time when it's the Passover, we only slaughter chicken because the lamb is too expensive.
你杀鸡的一点意思都没有了。
Then I told them it's meaningless to kill a chicken.
犹太人跟我外部希利尼人分别太大了。
There's a great difference between the Jew and the Greek.
保罗就是犹太人啊。
Paul is a Jew himself.
但是保罗成了外邦人的使徒。
But Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles.
福音传给外邦了。
And he preached a gospel to the Gentiles.
救恩传给万国万邦了。
And he preached the salvation to all nations.
永远感谢保罗。
We always thank Paul. He's so great.
到了今天，我们中国人都蒙大恩了。
Up today, Chinese have.Received a great grace.
多少中国人信主啊
！So many Chinese believe in the Lord.
我已经到今年两年没去中国了。
I haven't been to China in the recent 2 years.
连着去了30多年了。
I've been there in the last in the previous 30 years.
他们不准我讲道了。
And 2 years ago, they stopped me from giving sermons.
不讲道小事。
And the brothers there told me, no sermon is a small thing, but it could be very risky for you to be there.
St. Gabriel 教会，特别一个弟兄懂得这些事的。
And this brother in St. Gabriel Church understood it.
我打电话到中国大陆都打不通了。
And I can no longer call their number there.
这个打给福建，那个打给东北。
So I can only call in other regions.
都打不通啊。
And I can call those places. 神那边
的弟兄告诉我，师弟兄啊，他们有了你的号码啊。
Oh, and then that brother told me, the China government probably has my number, so they will no longer answer your phone.
我用我家里我姊妹的电话来打通了。
And then I used my sister's phone, and then it went through.
不管你们怎么样。
No matter what you do,
我们从来没有放过中国。
We'll never give up China.
有机会我还要去的。
If there's opportunity, I will go there again.
我大陆的教会领袖打电话给我。
The leader in China, church, in the Chinese church called me.
不准你讲到，你还是来啊。
Even though you cannot preach, but we still like you to come.
来看看我们的。
Just to come visit us.
这个时候正需要你来跟我们交通啊。
And this is the time that we need you the most.
我们要为着中国祷告。
We have to pray for China.
无论如何我们中国人的。
No matter what, because we're Chinese.
我从来不会忘为台湾祷告。
I never forget to pray for Taiwan.
我也不会忘为中国祷告。
And I will not forget to pray for China either. 你想起台湾弟兄姊妹。When I thought about the brother and sister in Taiwan,
真是很可爱。
They are so lovely.
况且比我们在美国的人好。
They have much better condition than us.
中国最困难了。
The China is in a Chinese in difficult situation.
中国的关系比台湾好。
But the condition of Chinese is better than the condition in China, in Taiwan.
越困难，基督徒就越好。
The more difficulties, the better the Christians are.
美国太舒服了。
In U.S. we live too comfortably.
披戴基督。
Clothe yourself with the Christ.
保罗在加拉太书讲了。
Paul said in Galatians.
我们受浸归了主。
We are baptized into Christ.
头上几句话嘛很难解释。
It's hard to explain the first few verses.
基督死里复活。
The resurrection of the Christ.
借着他的灵，就像在监狱里面被囚的人传道。
And through his spirit, they preach to the prisoners.
就是在挪亚洪水的时候，那些不顺从的灵魂。
And it's in the time of Noah, those are disobedient souls.
是啊，这些圣经我读不懂。
I could not understand this verse.
这是圣经难题之一啊。
This is one of the difficult questions in the Bible.
别人不懂我也不
懂。No one can truly understand it. So I will skip these.
保罗讲挪亚受浸。
And Paul talk about the...
挪亚洪水预表受浸。
The flood at the Noah's time.
也不在于除掉肉身的污秽。
It's not the removal of dirt from the flood.
只求在神面前有无愧的良心
，but an appeal to God for a good conscience。
彼得从他的书信里面讲受浸了。
And Paul talk about baptism in his letters。
我们信主以前呢
，before we were baptized，
我们的良心都有愧的。
And we fall short in our conscience。
我们受浸之后
，but after our baptism，
跟随新生命而行。
When we walk in the newness of life。
照着无愧良心
，and we can live with a good conscience。
我们信主多年嘛，良心还是有愧了。
Even though after we become we believe in the Lord, our conscience still fall short。
有的时候不顺服主。
Sometimes we do not obey the Lord。
有的时候活出肉体来。
And we only live in our own flesh。
都叫我们良心有愧了。
That will make our conscience fall short。
我们受浸有无愧的良心。
After we baptize, we have a good conscience.
告诉我们有完全新的开始。
And this indicates a new beginning.
我们照着新生命，或者 newness 新样来。
So we can live according to the new life.
彼得前这样说。
And in First Peter it says.
到了哥林多前书第十章。
In First Corinthians chapter 10,
保罗讲另外一件大事了。
And Paul said another important thing.
摩西接着红海，把仇敌都埋葬。
And through the Red Sea, all the enemies were buried.
保罗说我不愿意你们不知道。
Paul said, for I do not want you to be unaware.
我们从前祖宗从海里云里经过。
That our fathers were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea.
受浸归了摩西。
And they all were baptized into Moses.
保罗讲的云里就是灵浸。
And the cloud represents the baptism is with spirit.
就海里就是水浸。
The sea represents the baptism with water.
灵浸加上水浸，这个完全的浸。
And baptism with water and with the spirit is the complete baptism.
水浸是十字架的浸。
And baptism with water is the baptism of the cross.
灵浸复活的浸。
And baptism with the spirit is the baptism of resurrection. It's a complete baptism. And they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
红海的经历。
That's the experience of the Red Sea.
发动他的全兵军队呀。
And when Pharaoh sent all his troops
to
chase them, and Moses has the great power.
向海举杖。
And he raised up his staff.
红海分开了。
The Red Sea was divided.
以色列人下红海。
And so Israelites can pass through.
如行干地。
As if they pass through the dry land.
埃及的全军下去。
When those are the soldiers of the, Egypt, and he, Moses raised up his staff again, then the Red Sea closed up. And all the soldiers of Egypt, they all got killed. And Bible says something specific. There's no one enemy left behind.
圣经的话都要每一个字每一句读的。
You have to read the Bible word by word.
这句话留给我们的产业太大了。
And this is a great inheritance left to us.
没有留下一个仇敌。
There's not one enemy left behind.
那弟兄姊妹，你的仇敌什么？
And what is your enemy?
连个仇敌都不知道吗？怎么胜仇敌啊？
You probably don't even know your own enemy.
有一次我在圣盖伯教会，我问这句话。
One time I asked this question in St. Gabriel Church, who is your enemy?
有的人回答我说，我的仇敌，我的太太。
And some brother answered that my enemy is my wife.
这麻烦了，在聚会里讲，公开讲这种话。
How can someone say this publicly?
你太太在哪里？
And where is your wife?
就在一起聚会。
And she's in the meeting too.
我问了这句话，他们回去大吵架了呀。
I can imagine they will have a big fight.
我说你太太赦免你了。
But your wife has forgiven you.
讲这种话。
Say something like this.
我不晓得他们回去有没有吵架。
I'm not sure whether they did fight or not.
哪里可以在聚会里面说我的仇敌是我的太太？
Who can claim that his enemy is his wife?
弟兄姊妹们常常是这样的。
But this is often true.
脾气最知道你脾气改了没有，要问你太太。
The person knows whether your temper has been changed.
问别人没有用的。
It's useless to ask someone else.
一个人在家里面是最显出自己的。
Someone will show his self in his house.
最知道你改变了没有。
The person knows your change the most.
我在台湾有一个同工跟他讲到。
I have a coworker in Taiwan.
他的太太给我讲啊。
His wife told me.
你的弟兄啊，在讲台上讲天使。
This brother is like an angel.
回家像魔鬼。
But when in church, but when he returned home, he's like a devil.
我只能讲过分了，讲过分了。
And I said, this is a little bit too much.
我有点相信我们的弟兄讲在下和讲台上不一样。
I do believe that he acts differently.
这是不可以的。
And this is not allowed.
讲台上叫做众人的表率。
When you are on the pulpit,
讲台上去吵架，
you are the example.
那是不可以的。
But when you are home, you fight with your wife.
弟兄姊妹们，我们与主一同死了。
We have all died with the Lord.
犹太人、希腊人分别没有了。
There's no difference between the Greek and the
Jew. 自主的、为奴的。
The free or the slave.
这是一个那个才是奴隶时代。
And that's the age of slavery.
主人跟奴隶绝不讲话的。
And there will be no conversation between the master and slave.
保罗说，在主里奴隶也没有了。
And Paul said, there's no more master or slave. And what's the difference between male and female?
在基督里面男的没有女的了。
But in Christ, there's neither male nor female.
在圣经里面绝对有啊。
Even though in real life, there is a male and female.
像女人跟男人， 像男人的女人。
I despise those men look like
women
or women like
a, 没有男人没有女的。
Nor male nor female, neither male.
在基督里都是一了。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们的仇敌都破灭了。
All our enemies have been done away with.
今天我正要问你们，你们的仇敌是什么？
Here I have to ask you, who are your enemies?
你也不要告诉我你没有仇敌。
And don't tell me that you have no enemies.
我从前我的脾气是我的仇敌。
Before my temper was my enemy.
我的脾气改得最厉害。
And then my temper got changed the most.
从前我在台湾侍奉主啊。
Before when I was serving the Lord in Taiwan.
我们吃饭在工人之家吃。
We ate.In the house of the workers, co-workers. We have to pay to eat.
那个月我没有钱。
In that month, one month, I don't have any, I didn't have any money.
我怎么办呢？
And what should I do?
吃饭本都不去吃了。
I cannot skip the meals.
到了时候一个那个管饭的姊妹就来问我了。
So,
有钱没有叫。
So the sister asked me, would I pay for the meals?
就要叫。
So I told her soon.
还没有来，我不得不去啊
！I haven't received the money, but I cannot.
那个姊妹就追着我啊
！And one time, the sister went after me.
逃到自己房间里。
So I tried to
hide
in my room, and I start fasting.
我史弟兄啊，你的脾气哪里去了
？Someone asked me, Brother Z, where's your temper?
你姊妹这样侮辱你
，That sister kind of insulted you, and where's your temper?
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
脾气不见了。
My temper disappeared.
脾气管了我多少年了。
I have under my bad temper for many years.
与主一同死了。
It has died with the Lord.
从哪去一个最明显的仇敌脾气。
The Lord took my most obvious enemy away, which is my temper.
脾气嘛，人人都有的。
Everyone has temper.
这弟兄姊妹回去都要检查自己呀。
You all have to examine yourself.
脾气人就是不是勉强我强迫我发脾气啊。
Is this thing still force us to lose our temper?
向主死了。
We've died to the Lord.
主的救恩够你用的。
His grace is sufficient for us.
所有仇敌都死了。
All the enemies have died.
有的人才是仇敌，是小气。
And someone's enemy is how stingy he is.
有的人的脾气是嫉妒。
And some may be really jealous.
所有仇敌。都在红海埋了。
But all these enemies have been buried in the Red Sea.
你举出一个仇敌来死了。
And you can list the enemy who that has died.
信心是得着经历的最大的路。
And faith is the greatest way to gain experiences.
最后是约旦河。
And lastly is the Jordan River. Jordan River built buried our self-life.
挪亚洪水
And the flood of Noah.
My all you.
Buried all things.
最高的山岭都淹没了
And highest mountain was buried.
水深到一个地步，空中的飞鸟都逃不过。
And the water was so high, even the birds in the air cannot escape. All who breathe have died.
挪亚洪水预表受浸
And it represents the baptism.
把万有都埋葬了
The flood buried all things.
我信主以前
Before I believed in the Lord,
对世界太有兴趣了
I was very interested in the world.
很喜欢读书
I like to study.
也喜欢运动
I like to exercise.
对这个世界每件事都有兴趣
I was interested in many things.
一信主了
Once I believe in the Lord.
对世界没有兴趣了
I lost those interests.
世界向我死了
The world has died to me.
我向世界也死了
And I died to the world.
保罗说就世界而论
So to the world.
我已经钉在十字架上
I have been crucified.
就我而论
to me,
世界钉在十字架上
the world has been crucified.
我和世界中间隔着十字架
there's a cross, only cross is between me and the world.
我和世界没有办法来往
and I cannot deal with the world directly.
十字架把我们消灭了
the cross has abolished us.
红海埋仇敌
the Red Sea buried the
所有仇敌都埋了
all the enemies
主为我死了。
Because the Lord has died for me.
所以我的仇敌都胜过了。
So I can overcome all enemies.
我们好好地回去追寻好不好？
We have to pursue this.
我还有没有仇敌？
Do we still have some enemies? And who are my enemies?
认真地面对救恩啊。
Face the salvation seriously.
约旦河。
The Jordan River.
买自己。
Bury yourself life.
约旦河世界上流水最急的一条河流。
And Jordan River is the most rapid river in the world.
耶稣呀，把很远的地方叫亚当城，那里命令这个水停止。
And Joshua called the water at the city of Adam to stop. And how can such rapid water stop?
他就力气如雷啊。
But the water did.
哇，这个洪水一个雷的，很短时间连雷的多高啊。
And in a very short time, the water was higher than a person.
谁敢站在水底下？
And who could stand in the water?
叫八个祭司抬着玉棍下约旦了。
So, Joshua ordered the 8 priests to carry the ark.
写了十二块石头，写上十二支派的名字。
And brought 8 pieces of stone with names.
就在那个水高墙之下。
With the names of those 12 tribes.
这八个祭司的得胜者。
And those 8 priests represents the overcomers.
不是一点点时间，很长的时间的。
It's not within a short time, but a long time.
几百万以色列人连长老带小都要从这里走过啊。
And the millions of Israelites passed through the Jordan River.
他们动也不动，站着抬着玉柜。
And they stood still and carried the ark.
预表基督是万有的元首。
And the ark of covenant represents that Christ is the.
都过了河。
Until all the Israelites passed the river.
祭司抬着玉柜上岸。
And then the priests carried the ark.
站在河底捡十二块石头。
And then they pick up 12 stones from the river.
刻上以色列十二支派的名字。
And engraved the names of the 12 tribes.
他们只要一踏到对岸。
Once they step on the land.
那个水一下倒下来了。
And the water fell back down. And that was very amazing.
埋在河底十块石头永远看不见了。
And those 12 stones buried in the river can no longer be seen.
我们自己都在约旦的死里面埋了。
Because we have all been, our self-life have been buried in the Jordan River. That's how great the salvation is.
仇敌埋了。
Enemies were buried.
自己埋了。
Our old self.
万有都埋了。
All things have been buried.
我们跟随主往前走。
We follow the Lord forward.
我们要记得活出新生命的新样。
We all have to remember to walk in the newness of life.
这是受浸的完全意义。
That's a complete, perfect meaning.
好不好？
Let's sing the hymn again.
这是非常好的一首诗歌。